December 17. This subject is entitled as Spiritual Results. Ayuhu arati vai punsam udyan astam cha yan asau tasya rite yat shanaha nidaha uttama shloka prarthaya ayurharti vai punsam ఉద్యన్నస్తం చయన్నసౌ తస్య తే ప్రయత్క్షణోంత ఉత్తమ శ్లోక వార్తయా ఆయుర్హరి వై పుంసా ఉద్యన్నస్తం చయన్నసౌ తస్య తే యక్షణోంత ఆయుర్హరతి వై పుంసా ఉద్యన్నస్తం చయన్నసౌ తస్య తే యక్షణోనీత ఉత్తమ శ్లోక వార్తయా.
Thank you.
duration of life. Parati reasons. Why? Certainly. Pumsam of the people. Udyan rising. Hastam setting. Cha also. Yan moving. Asau the sun. Tasya of one who glorifies the Lord. Repay, accept. Yet, by whom? Kshana, time, neither, utilize. Uttama sloka, the whole good personality of Godhead. Vardaya, in the topics. Translation and work by His Divine Grace is the Vedanta Sanskrit Prabhupada. Both by rising and by setting, the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone, except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of all good personality of God. It's a very blunt statement. This verse indirectly confirms the greater importance of utilizing the human life, human form of life, to realize our lost relationship with the Supreme Lord by acceleration of devotional service. Time and tide waits for no man. So, the time indicated by the sunrise and the sunset will be uselessly wasted if such time is not properly utilized for realization or realizing identification of the spiritual values. Even a fraction of the duration of life wasted cannot be compensated by any amount of gold. Human life is simply awarded to living entity, Jiva, so that he can realize the spiritual identity and his permanent source of happiness. A living being, especially the human being, is seeking happiness because happiness is the natural situation of the living entity. But he is vainly seeking happiness in the material atmosphere. A living being is constitutionally a spiritual spark of the complete whole, and his happiness can be perfectly perceived in spiritual activities. The Lord is the complete spirit whole, and his name, form, quality, pastimes, entourage, and the personality are all identical with him. Once a person comes in contact with any of the above mentioned energies of the Lord through the proper channel of devotional service, the door to perfection is immediately opened. In the Bhagavad Gita, 2nd chapter 48th verse, the Lord has explained such a contact in the following words. Endeavors in devotional service are never baffled, nor is there failure. A slight beginning of such activities is sufficient even to deliver a person from the great ocean of material fears. As a highly potent drug injected intravenously acts at once on the whole body, the transcendental topic of the Lord injected through the ear of the pure devotee of the Lord can act very efficiently. Oral realization of the transcendental message implies total realization. Just as fructification of one part of the tree implies fructification of all other parts. This realization for a moment is the association of the pure devotees like Sukadeva Goswami prepares one's complete life for eternity. And thus the sun fails to rob the pure devotee of the duration of life, inasmuch as he is constantly busy in devotional service of the Lord, purifying his existence. Death is a symptom of the material infection of the eternal living being. Only due to material infection is the eternal living entity subjected to the laws of birth, death, old age and disease. The materialistic way of pious activities like charity is recommended in the Smriti Shastras as quoted by Sri Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Money given in charity to a suitable person is guaranteed man balance in the next life. Such charity is recommended to be given to a Brahmin. If the money is given in charity to a non-Brahmin without Brahminical qualification, the money is returned in the next life in the same proportion. If it is given in charity to a half-educated Brahmin, even then the money is returned double. If the money is given in charity to a learned and fully qualified Brahmin, the money is returned 100,000 times. If money is given to Vedaparang, one who has factually realized the path of the Veda, it is returned by unlimited multiplication. The unlimited end of Vedic knowledge is realization of the personality of Godhead, Lord Sri Krishna. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, Vedaischa Sarvai Aham Eva Vedyah. There is a guarantee of monies being returned if given in charity regardless of proportion. Similarly, a moment passed in the association of a pure devotee by hearing and chanting the transcendental message of the Lord is a perfect guarantee for eternal life, for returning home back to Godhead. Maddhāvaṁ kattvā punarjanmana vidyate. In other words, a devotee of the Lord is guaranteed eternal life. A devotee's old age or disease in present life is but an impetus to such guaranteed eternal life. Om Jnana Sibirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Nilikam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobisham Sakyam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadanakyam Nadarati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuka Patakamam Sri Guru Vaishnavasya Sri Rupam Sakyatam Sahagana Raghunakam Kankam Sadivam Sakvaitam Chavadutam Parijana Chaitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Kamsya Hey Krishna Karna Sindho Dina Kando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Masmute Sabda Kamsya Gaurangi Radhe Kanta Vashishwari Krishna Musute Devi Vaikunsam Udhyanastam Chayanasav Tasya Te Yakshano Nita Uttam Sloka Vahataya. Both by rising and by setting of the sun decreases the duration of life of everyone except one who utilizes the time by discussing topics of all good personality of God. It is difficult to perceive this simple truth. For ordinary man, because an ordinary man is living under the effects of three modes of material nature, which is a predominant way of life of an animal. So an ordinary man, if he is ignorant about the soul's transcendental nature, he will be forcefully acting under the purchase of Maya. However egoistic one may be, as we discussed yesterday, that because the ego is the formation of moral ignorance, the very first covering that makes us deluded in the effects of Maya, all our life's activities are ruined. However, we may try to seek our original constitutional positions, activities, which is called Vyavasayatika Buddhi, it will never be compensated by any end. Parabhavasya abodha jato javanya jigyasam matmatattvam. He is guaranteed failure if he is not knowing his atma. So human form of life is meant for at least knowing who he is in reality. If he fails in this lifetime, then everything is wasted. For him, the duration of life is simply decreasing by the setting and rising the sun. His existence is calculated under the force of nature. The time I am the destroyer of all. So, a human being has to know what is his constitutional position. Constitutional. What is constituting? What is constituting the body? What is constituting to the mind? But what is constituting to the soul? How is this configuration of conceiving idea, means the conception? Because everything is emerging. One which is eternal doesn't have to emerge because he is ever existing. Na sato vidyate bhavo, na bhavo vidyate asat. The simple definition for an intelligent discrimination between sat and asat, the eternal and temporary, is that for the eternal there is no cessation, and for asat means this maya, temporal, it doesn't have endurance. It doesn't endure for some time and long time, eternal. It doesn't have endurance. So nasato vidyate bhavo na bhavo vidyate asat. This is spelled out very clearly. And from this, one has to seek out his real nature by discriminating from sat and asat. Then he is called intelligent. An intelligent person is the one whose consciousness has awakened. There are animals, they can also perceive at some extent by intellectually perceiving. They say elephant's memory is very, very great, greater than our. And once mistreated, the elephant will intelligently act with him and he will be always ready. Even a dog, which has higher senses of perception, if he is 50 feet away, but he will be able to measure the heartbeats. And if a person is excited, the dog is trained in such a way that he is alert on this person specifically, whose heartbeats in excitation can do anything. So he is alert to serve his master. Isn't it this intelligence? Awareness? There was a very visible comparison. Materially motivated people measure the intelligent quotient, IQ, on the basis of how much information he has. IQ is intelligent quotient, but it is based on information. Right? And information quotient is also IQ. But according to Bhagavatam, this is not intelligent quotient. It is ignorant quotient. IQ. It's IQ. So, okay, then man has to think something more powerful than this. He thinks, oh, human being can express more emotions in the terms of personal feelings, interactions, you know, social life. But the animals do have social life. And they have affiliation, attraction and love for their offsprings. They want to protect. There is also a sense of discipline in them. There are also categorization of the members of the society. Even in ant society, there are worker ants, there is a female ant, and there are male ants. So in the colonies of the bees, what to speak of monkeys, what to speak of elephants, what to speak of lions, even the untamed wild animals, they have emotional quotient. So how would you compare? Because someone has less emotion quotient, he can be graded that he is more intelligent, more superior? No. Still these are on basis of filial attraction. Filial means body conception. So EQ is also not a measure to compare. But then the devotees can suggest, let's check about their SQ, spiritual quotient. What will be the best criteria to understand where is good intelligence? Real intelligence is based on SQ. How much SQ one has? How much spiritual quotient one has? Not IQ, religious quotient. 98% of people are religious in the world. They believe somehow and somewhere. Even atheists are called religious. Even though they don't believe in God, they are called religious. They have their own groups of worship, of zero. So, RQ is not a measure, but SQ is a measure. All other things will fail, and they are all subjected because of conditioning. Also, Sukadeva Goswami is telling that they are wasting their life. Piety is also becoming foolish if one simply wants to adhere to non-discriminatory religious activities. Non-discriminatory religious activities. One thinks all religions are same. This is a nonsense. Somebody says, well, because we have to do interfaith to coexist, it is still for the purpose of physical existence, which is born out of ignorance. So that is also a failure. Everybody will be subjected to rise and fall because they will be all conducted under Ayurharati Vaipunsa. Because the duration of life is going to be forced, because they are not touching the subject of eternity. Spiritual is eternal. And for the sat, there is never cessation.
So which are those activities which never going to be ceased? Simply believing in such thing is good. If you simply believe in eternal life, do you think it is good? The belief system generally created by mental titillations. And whose mind is not controlled, do you think this system is going to give an eternal result? If the mind is weary, how is it possible for an eternity to run smoothly? To believe and to practice is something else. To believe and to practice is something else. One who is engaged in hearing, chanting, remembering the super excellent activities of eternal nature, of whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is Sat Chit Ananda Vigraha. Sat means his constitution is made up of eternity, full of knowledge and bliss. And what business do we have simply to hear, chant and remember? Yes, you have a business because you yourself is part and parcel of him. And foolishly, those who are having the bodily conception of life, a little highly developed sentimental aspect about the religion, not understanding the purpose of religion is to dive deep into the eternal subject. Uttama Slokavaya. The topics of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is being glorified in choicest poetry. That is called Uttama Slokavaya. And who cannot glorify properly? Nivritta tarasaiye upakiya mana bhavaushadhi shrotra manogirama kaha uttama sloka gunanu adhan kumam virajya bina pashugna. Pashugna means the killer of the soul, atmaha, or one who decries self, one who inflicts injury to terminate the natural span of life to a living entity, a sentient living entity, is also called Pashudna or Atma. And one who is keeping his soul ignorant unto different isms, he is also called Atma. So Bina Pashudna or Bina Atma, everyone can glorify this. So, Nivritta Tarasai Upagiya Maha. Upagiya means one who is Kiyate, one who is trying to glorify whom? Uttama Sloka Gunanubhava. By resorting to the topics of the Supreme Personality of God and Lord Shri Krishna. How he is glorifying? He glorifies knowingly that this is the real medicine for crossing over the existence of false ego, the ignorance, the material existence. So, that is the greatest disease everyone has. So how is it purifying or curing his disease? It's bhavoshadi. The medicine for crossing over the bhava means material existence of repeated birth and death. Shratra, my dear. The medicine of getting rid of this material existence, the disease of everyone who is born, jatasya dhruvo mrityam. One who is born, they have to take this medicine through the ears. Manobhya, his mind will be satisfied. That is the symptom, that his mind will never be here and there. One who is taking the medical application through the ear. What is that medicine? Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare,
Hare Rama,
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare
Hare. So, Bhavamshati Chotra Manoti Rama, Kaha Uttam Sloka Guna Anuvada. Who is that nonsense who will not glorify the Supreme? Na, Pashupati. Puman Virajeta Virakshi. Exceptional in the human form of life is the one who is the killer of the soul. So, Ayurveda is way from Sam. Why means certainly that life is decreased. Whoever is not apt to take this medicine and set himself in the process of purifying or recovering from the disease of material existence. So, devotees are exceptional. Why they are exceptional? Do you think they will never perish? Killer of the soul will perish both by body as well as soul. If one is deliberately keeping his soul in ignorance, he becomes like dead stone. Do you think how is it possible for both the living entities, the spiritual spark, chitkanas, as well as the material particles, come from the same source, Brahmajyoti? Brahmajyoti is said to be the source of both chitkana, means the soul, as well as material particle. What is the difference between chitkana and material particle? One has consciousness, others doesn't. One has consciousness, other doesn't have. Material scientist is blinded by their false ego and by little learning. They are after finding this God particle, which is part and parcel of the Supreme Whole. Last April, they started a huge project on the border of France and Switzerland. They created, this was their third attempt, and probably hopefully lasted. They created a 25-mile radius super collider under the earth. You know the story. It was in newspaper, it was in TV and everything. I'll give you the reference. Why Srila Prabhupada was so much, you know, brushing hard. Srila Prabhupada wrote the first book called Easy Journey to Other Planets in around early 60s. That was the first booklet that he ever produced. The very first page of Easy Journey to Other Planets puts up an article from that published in 1956, published in Times of India. He quotes, three American scientists were given Nobel Prize to find out the entire particle, entire material particle, the one which has completely opposite characteristics. So there were three postulations in it, and Prabhupada is describing that. The first one, that there exists an entire particle. They were splitting the atoms, and atoms will produce subparticles, and there was no end to it. But meanwhile, scientists find out, they found out that the mass was missing by calculation. And it was so constant, every time they did, there was something missing that they cannot capture. So they were intrigued by it. And why this was a constant absence of it? They said, it must be that we cannot capture. So they named it as an entire particle, because it was behaving also completely opposite to the material particle. The character was completely opposite. So therefore, they said there is something opposition staying in. So, way back in 70s, let me just finish, Srila Prabhupada was concluding something. So, there was second proposal that there must be existing an entire material world, because some particles are existing which are opposite character, there must be also an entire material world. And the third proposition, that in given time and space, if both the worlds come and collide together, there will be total devastation. And Prabhupada gave his commentary. We first agree with the two proposals, but not the third. Because yes, there exists an entire material particle, which is called Atma. And therefore, there is a word for these Atmas coming from. But that world is eternal, so there is no question of total annihilation. We don't agree with that. Material scientists do not have enough brain to look at it. Then, if somebody wants to look into that research, they should refer to Srila Vyasadeva's disciple, Kanadaj, who at that time wrote Atomic Theory. Paramanuvad of Kanadaj, and he describes very vividly the subtlety of the entire particle, that is Chitka. Therefore, Kathopanishad, Svetashara Upanishad, they tell about the indication of our existence as a particle. The definition of the size has been calculated. Balagra satabhagasya satadansa kalpitasya. That if you take the tip of your hair, divide into 100 and again into 100, means 1/10,000 part of the tip of the hair is the size of the soul. And in 85 kilogram body, where is it? Can you find out? But that is you. So, this scientist got in good hands with some Indian scientists. Those who have some similar background. And they termed this particle to be God particle. This is called God particle. Exactly that they prescribed, the scientists are now very busy to capture the God particle. As if God is culprit, they want to capture in 70s, they made an experiment by making a 10-mile radius super collider south of Texas, around Dallas, Texas, and Fort Worth, between the two joint cities, south of them, I'd say 50 kilometers or so. And they failed. They abandoned the whole project. But then about 2,500 international scientists, amongst them about 200 were Indians, they got into this recent, super collider, which they made 2.5 times bigger. They made a super magnet in order to dovetail the path of the released particles. And because it will generate humongous amount of energy, they put the tubes to cool down by liquid helium and so forth and so on. So such a mastermind of 2,500 scientists were engaged. So the announcement was done that they're going to switch on. So they switched on, I think somewhere in May also. And for some time we didn't get any news. Then they say they just are warming up. Right? Then again, all the press reporters and everyone were so much anxious to know where is the God particle that they want to capture. Where is it? So, all of a sudden, after 1 month, they found out that they have to terminate the whole project because they found the helium was leaking and they were afraid that there would be a big bang and it would destroy everything. So they have to abandon by the pressures of the government that don't kill us. You know, this is a superconductor. God cannot be captured. And there goes the taxpayer money. They want to capture God particle by their ignorance. Ahankaram vimudhatma kartaram iti manyate. They are so bewildered that they themselves are eternal. They have to research within themselves because the quality of the entire particle has to be traced out. And they themselves are exhibiting. Even in the wrong phase, just like the scientists are doing this experiment in the wrong phase, through the material medium. How material medium can ever be, which is the inferior energy, can trace out even the spark of the superior energy? It is impossible. So Srila Prabhupada is well informed about this. They don't trust. However, they may give a bright future, but because they have no consciousness necessary to know themselves, everything is terminating in simply piles of ignorance. So this information quotient is really ignorant quotient. They don't make them intelligent. On the other behalf, Srila Prabhupada in the beginning sent devotees on the New York street, you know, to simply chant and dance and distribute the cyclostyle copies of Back to Godhead at that time they were making. And devotees were very simply, obediently, will go without shame. They do not know that dhoti wearing is giving good impression because there were no dhotis at that time. They were wearing bed sheets. They didn't have a size of shikha, how much big, how long, and where. Some have right in the middle, some have back, low back, some have big ones, some have short ones, but they were all shaved up. Generally Americans are having little bigger body than the Indian. So, but regardless, they were oblivious of their looks. People were laughing at them, you know, while they were chanting on the street corners. People were laughing. Somebody complained to the Prabhupada, looks like we are being criticized. They laugh at us. Prabhupada said, don't worry. They are so foolish that they do not know the most intelligent people are dancing on the streets. They will laugh at you. Initially they ignore you, then they will laugh at you. Because you are persistently going, they will laugh at you. Otherwise they will ignore you. But then they will persecute you. They may execute you, but you will never be destroyed. Krishna promises, Kaunte pratijani name bhakta pranashyati. So who is the bhakta? The body or the soul? Who is the bhakta? The soul is a bhakta. The body is an instrument, so he must employ in the service of the Supreme. So one who is engaged in keeping awareness through all the five senses, he is living the life of eternity right within the self-same body, and thus he can become oblivious to the demands of the body. Demands of the body are created by the mind, because that's not controlled, not satisfied. But nivritta tarasai upagriyamana. One who chants the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his thirst of material life will be finished. So Prabhupada, his personality was so bold, so penetrating, always remaining alert and speaking Srimad Bhagavatam to cut the ignorance. So much witty. One person in Mumbai was coming to get his blessings every day. Yes, Guru Maharaj, but he will never chant, never take up beads, comes for Ashirvad. So Prabhupada said, one day I give you all my blessings that your material life will be finished. Nivratta tarasai upagiyam. The person was so much afraid he never came again. He never came. He was so fearful. So in this way, you can see Ayurveda inadvertently, however you may try, but the rising and setting of the sun will finish both the existence if you pick up element chaos. A human form of life cannot be wasted, because otherwise it is going to slip down into lower species again. So this chance is very rare. So chant Hare Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
themselves. Encourage everyone to chant, dance in ecstasy and cross over. Material exists. Anybody has any question? Discussion. We have about 40 minutes to go.
What is the cause that he has to expand all the way to the living entity and can sit in his heart as the super soul. Brahmayan sarva bhutani janprarudhani mahaya. And he becomes the facility provider through this machine called the body, and give him some entertainment to go around, just like willow book or gondola, what they call. There's a big one in the park out there, going round and round and round, and he thinks he's enjoying, but he never progresses. What kind of enjoyment is there which will enlighten him, make tangible progress? Now, these are all captivating, rather capturing and pushing into more and more material life. So, who is the responsible? The super soul? Because he is providing the facility. You want it and he gives, because who else will give? He is the father. But if the son is nonsense, do you think father has to curtail his love for him? Can you impose the father not to show his love? If he doesn't show, then the father is also selfless. But father doesn't. He provides. He is the provider of everything. But how do one use it or misuse it? That becomes the cause of his own rise or fall. So misuse of minute independence of a son will become the cause. Now, what is that misuse? He wants to desire independence. Sometimes these desires are not there, but if material nature and somebody else's predominant desire attracts us to create a desire, then again we have to utilize our minute independence to go after it. So we ourselves are responsible. But why are we responsible? Because enviousness, animosity with Krishna. When we are envious, we think we are separate and independent, and there is nothing beyond us. There is no existence of Krishna. Or I am Krishna myself. These are all different options the false ego can create. But they are all wrong choices. Therefore one has to understand his constitutional position. Why it is called constitutional? Because he is thus constituted. If we are constituted of one and one supreme element, which is a transcendental element, then we can't add like a decoration on a dead body. We can't add anything. It is better to expose our real nakedness, which is far beyond this body. Nothing attached. And that's why this Chirharan Lila was performed by the Lord with his intimate disciples and devotees, like gopis. It was nothing of a sexual encounter. soul is supremely beautiful because Krishna is supremely beautiful. It's all attractive, and this attraction of the Supreme All with His part and parcel is ever existing. If we forcefully, by enviousness, desire, then Krishna will provide the facility, but He won't kill you. He cannot kill. He cannot destroy you. Because if He ever destroys anybody at the soul level, not cellular level, but soul level, He will be at loss. And He is ever victorious. He cannot be at loss. So this is His mercy. The mercy begins with that He is allowing us to try ourselves independent of Him. So we can learn fast that we are so much dependent upon Him. Therefore, He instructed Maya, His own energy, to teach us. And fully so, because of ignorance and the false ego is covering him so much that he wants to do everything in imitation of Krishna, but not in favor of Krishna. So who should be responsible? He must utilize all his faculties to know his constitutional position, like senses, like mind, intelligence. If he utilizes in favor of Krishna, that false ego will become true ego and will reveal its constitutional position. What is our true ego? Ego means individuality that makes us distinct from each other and from even Krishna. That every one of us are eternally existing. Natve vaham jatumasham natvam nirajjanadipa natyeva pavishyamah sarvai vayamadha param. In the second chapter, Krishna says, there was no time, Arjuna, that you were and I were both not existing in the past. Just like we are existing in present and will continue to exist in future as individuals. As individuals. So individuality can never be lost. But one who purposefully neglects his individuality, then is like a stone. One who loses his consciousness is nothing like but a dead person. So, one who neglects not only his own identity but his own consciousness, then what is the necessity to? So, they are part and parcels of the Supreme Lord. But one is casted as a superior energy, another is an inferior energy. What happens to the Atma? What happens to the Atma? Means the killer of the soul. What happens? He's turning into stone. Then who sustains him? even in unconscious state. So even a dead atom is so dynamic because the super soul is permeating. Even in the particles of an atom, the subparticles of an atom, and keeps them together. And fully scientists want to split them, then they can't split. They can keep on splitting and splitting, and they will find out more and more subparticles. Meanwhile, the life system will be escaped from the depths of his being. That how exactly Albert Einstein, he was a biochemist who got Nobel Prize, he admitted that in all my life I tried to find out the intricacy of life, and I did realize that long time back the life has escaped through my hands. It slipped away. Cannot be captured. Who can capture the real life? The only beings like gopis can capture Lord Krishna and never allow to escape him from their own hearts. So the rest of the life of Leelas are nothing but drama. So that's right. Any other question? Which kind of behavior? External stimulus, right? This we learn in initial lessons of biology. What is the difference between live and dead? One which is alive can be understood that can respond to an external stimulus. It's called life. Just like even the plants in the axial birth or the apical birth, when the sunlight falls, the hormone is tending to move the plant in the direction of the sun. So it's a stimulus. Sun is the stimulus, and the light is the stimulus, and the plant moves in that direction, favorably. So it can capture all the maximum light to do the process of photosynthesis and like that. But a minute amoeba, if you see in the sliding microscope, it's very tiny, hardly to be seen through the naked eye, so you have to see. But it is floating, it is living, it's pseudopods. Try to go near with a pin, the head of the pin, or a very sharp point, bring it, and it will withdraw the tentacles and will go away. So the pin becomes a stimulus, and the response is given by consciousness. That consciousness is in every living entity. So, we are getting so many stimuli, the attraction, and all our senses are receiving the stimulus. And we respond accordingly. But we have somehow the memory bank called mind. So, it stores all the experiences of the five senses. So, the information is there, probably how many nanobytes or whatever you have. This memory. But what is the function of the mind? It stores and separates out the good experience from the bad experience. Alright? And tells your intelligence, okay, choose only the good one. So intelligence will say, no, that is your function. So mind has accept and reject business. And intelligence says, no, that is not my business. Intelligence will say, I want to discriminate what is beneficial to me in the long run. Even though quinine is bad, you have bad experience with quinine, but when it comes to malaria, intelligence says, okay, take the medicine, even you don't like. So you have to cheat your mind, get a sugar pill, coated with sugar, take the quinine. So they say, okay. So mind is so foolish, but intelligence is powerful to this kingdom and will give the tangible benefit. Right? So unless and until we become intelligent by discrimination of sat and asat, that is the best to preserve or guide your soul to remain intelligent. So the instinct is nothing but a physical stimulus and respond to it. But intelligent behavior, like say Vaishnava etiquette. Vaishnava etiquette is very intelligent behavior to keep our soul's safety in your consciousness. Because there are a lot of experiences which will rather discourage us in devotional service. But if intelligence is rightly set on proper Vaishnava behavior, then our devotional service will be saved. There won't be any politics if one is intelligent. There won't be any politics. Because we are supposed to be very progressive in the science of self-realization, protection of the self in its eternal occupation of the devotional service. Right? Because that is the only thing that qualifies us to go back from that to God. What else is there? So, if we are going to shoot a rhinoceros, how much care will we have to be? What are the ways of guiding? These are all very, very important intellectual means. If we leave all our devotional service to a mental level, then we will become sahajiyas. So instinctive and intelligent behavior is just very vital. Any other question?
takes on as the word says in Maharaj also stated that we should not waste our time and we should utilize the time of Krishna consciousness. Sometimes we find ourselves that no matter how we try, like for 24 hours we have to perform Krishna consciousness, we don't utilize the time. But this material desires to actually feel nice, to see satisfied experiences, to get a feel good experience. Just at least for a moment of 5 minutes, then it comes about in between surveys or whatever activities we're performing. So, in that sense, Maharaj, how should devotees react to such experiences or when such thoughts comes about?
Okay. You are talking of an average belief in devotional service. Where? You can take the norms or which are called the common denominators of measure. You require 6 hours minimum of sleep. Who will deny that in Krishna consciousness?
No.
Take it. Alright? But when you advance, just check the Prabhupada. He was sleeping hardly 4 hours. When we were sleeping, he was so much active in the night to translate his books. Can you imagine from our 6 hour norms that we want to give the body the rest? Because it will demand the rest. Why it will demand the rest? It is material body, or there are so many living entities residing in our body. I mean, trillions and zillions of cells here. They are each and every living entity. They are all conscious. They all are eating, sleeping, meditating, defending, all functions doing it. They are doing it. And you are so distinct from them that you think you are the owner of the body. You think. They don't think. They live in colonies called tissues, and so many colonies combine to make an organ, and so many organs make the body. And you think you are the body. What will be the grossest ignorance? And besides that, you want to pamper that body, okay, but have the minimum, most minimum. As long as the body and soul remains together. Is it? Take that one. And you will not in a karma. The karma. Do you think the cells are doing karma? No. You are doing the karma. One who is called me. So take up the most minimum. That is good, so you will be able to continue your devotional service and then gradually become so much in, not pervious, but indifferent to the activity of the body. A stage that comes where the whole body will be spiritualized and can do the wonders. So allow those material cells are, you know, the living entities, some trillion, engage in the service of Krishna. And they will also be benefited simultaneously. And you are going to take them welcome back to God. And Janak Maharaj, called Videhi, with the self-same body, he went back from back to God. He didn't have to give up this body because he transformed completely from the material existence to spiritual existence. So, what promise you are being given? By accepting most minimal requirement, as long as the body and soul remains together and work out. Put up that management. It is not extreme management. You will be existing, you will not be at loss. So conduct all those activities according to 4 Varnas and 4 Ashramas in order to satisfy the Supreme Lord. ishavashyamidam sarvam yatkincha jagatyam jagatena tyaktena bhunyata. You have been given your quota. Don't take anything else but knowing that whom it belongs to. And it is said that if you live in this consciousness like this, then you will jijivishet satam samaha. You will live for hundreds of years. Otherwise rest is called abuse of the body. Sense gratification is actually an abuse of your own body. So the idea is that what is most practical, that should provide give. Chant at least 16 rounds, work 8 hours in Krishna consciousness, and then perform all your duties. As an expert householder, if you are householder, but remain detached from within. So thereby your consciousness will be always sharpened. You will progress. By nature's mechanism, you will get a time period of retirement where you will have to stop activity of entanglements and given opportunity to become now free. But the body will still remain active, so use it in going to pilgrimage. Associate. So turn from entangling activities into freeing activities. Then again, use your body 24 hours a day in propagating the cult of Krishna consciousness. That takes some months. Only that purpose. So, where is the loss? You are active, you are giving proper rest, you are doing everything in proper consciousness. So there is no abuse. So a devotee's life is perfectly molded in Sankirtan movement, the path which has been chalked out for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and propagated by Srila Prabhupada. So you will see, you will not find any fault in practice of Krishna consciousness. Do you still have more questions? Try to find out what. Any other question? Krishna can easily say, well, Look at yourself. You need the most of that. No. There's no chance, because in the I think which Quran, I don't remember exactly, but this incident has been given. Radhanath Swami told this story, and I forgot the reference. He said about that in previously, every millennium, this thing is keeping on happening, that the progress of Lord Brahma's head was divided between the two demigods. So Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva will never fight, but the fight has been passed on. You know? So the progress was divided between Surya and Indra. So Krishna said, the justification will be on my desire. So I'm declaring, in one millennium I'll favor one and disfavor the other. But in the second millennium I'll favor the second and disfavor the first. So in this way, this was Karna's turn to be disfavored, right? So that desire is already there, and they were knowing that even though however righteous I may be, but when I am going to be disfavored by the Lord, I will have to be subordinate to His desire. Yes, definitely. The Kshatriya, by the nature of his performing the Varnashram Dharma, he has to be promoted to Swargaloka. So he went to his father's home. Father said, welcome back. Yeah, but you know, that relationship of loving nature is not there. They do in limitation. He is a kind of a devotee. Everyone is a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. So those who are on the highest point of realization, do they distinguish between devotee, non-devotee and deity? No, it's called Uttamadhikari. You think Krishna was not Uttamadhikari in devotional platform? It's alright. Okay, you go, yes, you go. That's not for discrimination. That's his desire. But because we are imitatingly trying to do the same thing, my desire will be Supreme Lord, so let me be master and Lord. You be my subordinate. Yeah? And there we get a conflict. Everyone wants to become master and Lord. So do you think one will be favored and another will be favored? Yes, only Krishna has that authority, nobody else. So, if a devotee is disfavored, then what does he do? He thanks Lord Krishna. Oh, thank you very much, my dear Lord. Tathya anukampam su samikshamana kunjam evakam tam vipakam radvag mapurvi vividatam namaste jiveta mukti padesadaya. That's the acceptance, my dear Lord. Thank you very much. You have just given me little token of my vipaka. What is vipaka? It's heaps of sinful activities that I must have accumulated through many, many lives. And I must deserve a lot, but you have simply given me a token. Thank you very much. And thus the even in adverse condition of those children, he glorifies the Lord with mind, words and actions. Radhavadhavakunti with the Dhamma Nasthara, he remains surrendered to the Lord. And it is speech for liberation. Jivet, while living in this material world, he is speech for liberation. We have a fast track liberation system. The impersonalists do not, they have to wait to give up the material body, and then because of that contemplation and conception they want to merge in the existence. Even the yogis have to crack open their skull and get to the liberating position. But we have a fast track. Jivet Mukti Padesodaka. Don't wait to give up the body or crack your skull. Just chant Hare Krishna and you will be liberated.
Maharaj, we're thinking that you should have some prasadam upstairs. So that we can
wait, it's 10:30. Jai Jagat Krishna Prabhupada Ki
Jai. Jai Holiness Vedavyas Premala
Ki Jai.
We can continue with Kirtan. Maharaj will take a bit of short rest because at 11 o'clock Maharaj will start his lecture in Hindi. So devotees will have prasadam for you. You can go upstairs and have some prasadam. Some devotees can continue with Jesus. It's also prasadam. So see you all back here at 11 o'clock to hear more from Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.